Political consultant Dee Riley was Galbraith's running mate last year.
Gatewood was invited to a Tea Party meeting.
She spent a lot of time on the campaign trail with him.
Gatewood was never a big Tea Partier himself, but he appreciated the dialogue. And he arrived and everyone said, "Oh, Gatewood, you know, thank you so much for coming. It's wonderful to have you here." And Gatewood responded, "You know, what are you talking about? I've been here for 30 years. Where have you people been?"
That's the way a lot of stories about Galbraith go. He was outspoken. Last year, he mocked Governor Steve Beshear for not showing up to debates, and Galbraith told Republican challenger David Williams to drop out because he didn't stand a chance. Both Williams and Beshear have issued statements mourning their former rival.
"I had the experience of running two races at a statewide level against Gatewood."
That's State House Speaker Greg Stumbo.
"And if you've ever had that experience, you'll never forget it."
Galbraith was born in Carlisle, Kentucky, into a large Catholic family. His mother was a respected school teacher, and Dee Riley says Galbraith grew up with a strong sense of duty and a bad case of asthma. He tried to hide the malady during the Vietnam War when he joined the Marines.
"He had gotten a couple of doctors to kind of look away from the fact that he'd suffered asthma his whole life and let him in. And the first time they put him out on exercise with gas, Gatewood hit the ground and it was over. He was discovered."
Riley says the asthma made Galbraith doubt his self-worth, but his eventual remedy became a centerpiece of his campaigns.
"They were treating asthma patients with marijuana, and he tried it. He never had another asthma attack for the rest of his life. And what Gatewood said to me is, how can I keep that secret?"
Galbraith was open with his support of marijuana. He won an endorsement from Willie Nelson, and he told WFPL a few months ago that he still smoked.
"But as I smoke whenever it's appropriate. You know, I might smoke again tomorrow. I don't know. Just, you know, the opportunity presents itself and it's not going to interfere with anything I do."
Marijuana was the most famous plank in Galbraith's platform, but he was outspoken on other issues, too. He wanted to freeze public university tuition and give every student a laptop. He was also the only candidate in last year's gubernatorial race to oppose mountaintop removal coal mining. And he was open about that, too. But as almost everyone mourning Galbraith has said, they didn't expect him to hide anything or to hide from anything. He wanted to win elections, but he didn't want to compromise, and the former Democrat acknowledged it was the party system that he spurned that kept him from winning. Perhaps the best example of Galbraith's personality is in his autobiography, but you don't have to open it. You can just look at the cover.
"I'm standing on the front cover holding an M60 with 400 rounds across my chest. People say, 'Galbraith, why have you got that on your front cover?' I said, 'Because I'm a serious man.'" And I am.
Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.